Party Midday. This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Monday, August 30th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. Brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news, the Wauchula Police Department has found a lost dog in the area of South 7th Avenue near the Wauchula Administration Building. It is a female pit mix with rabies vaccination tags from Carroll County, Illinois. If this is your dog, please call 863-773-3265. Photos are available on the Wauchula Police Department Facebook page. Your local events this Friday, cheer on your Hardy Wildcats as they take on the Frostproof Bulldogs in a non-district home game. Kickoff is at 7:30 p.m. and Wes and the gang will bring you live coverage of this matchup starting at 7:25 right here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, AM 1310 and FM 102.1 on your Hardy County radio dial, or listen around the world at 1021theoutlaw.com. Your job's here in Hardy County. Innovar Structures is looking for a purchasing agent assistant. 3 years of procurement and purchasing experience are required. The Florida Department of Corrections is looking for certified and uncertified officers. You must have a high school diploma or GED, driver's license, be at least 18 years of age and a U.S. citizen, and possess no felony convictions. And the Hardy Manor Healthcare Center is looking for unit managers. Qualifications include a Florida registered nurse license and nursing home experience, an infection preventionist license, and prior experience as a director of nursing are preferred. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMIDDAY@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 87 degrees out with a 10% chance of rain, partly sunny. The air quality is excellent. Maximum UV index is 9, very high. Winds east southeast at 6 miles per hour with gusts up to 7. Humidity is extremely humid, 64%. The dew point 74. Cloud cover 46%. Visibility is 10 miles and the cloud ceiling was 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:26 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, partly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon with highs in the lower 90s. Southeast winds around 5 miles per hour with a 40% chance of rain and heat index values up to 107. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s with southeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Tuesday, partly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs in the lower 90s. South winds around 5 miles per hour becoming west in the afternoon with a 40% chance of rain. And Tuesday night, partly cloudy with lows in the mid-70s and southwest winds around 5 miles per hour. That's your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. You're all caught up now, so let's go to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. A U.S. District Court judge rejected claims by the state of Alabama and the National Wildlife Federation that the Army Corps of Engineers violated multiple federal laws when planning water controls on the Chattahoochee River. Georgia Farm Bureau reports Alabama wanted the Corps' 2017 adoption of the Environmental Impact Statement set aside for the Apalachicola-Chattahoochee-Flint River Basin Water Control Manual and Water Supply Storage Assessment. Alabama alleged the Corps did not adequately consider the downstream impacts when determining how much water could be withdrawn from the Chattahoochee. The USDA is on track to provide a record level of support for rural working capital and other business capital needs in 2021. The department has invested $1.2 billion in loan guarantees to help rural businesses. These investments, made through the Business and Industry Loan Guarantee and CARES Act programs, are expected to create or save more than 12,000 rural jobs. Sustainability is a matter of growing importance to the international customers of U.S. red meat, according to the U.S. Meat Export Federation's Cheyenne McIndaffer. She notes the focus on sustainability has recently heightened due to the upcoming United Nations Food Systems Summit and the U.S. rejoining the Paris Climate Accords. McIndaffer says the U.S. has a unique ability to produce beef and pork using fewer resources and locally grown feed, allowing for a reduced impact on the environment.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wauchula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. More American farmers and ag professionals are relying on personal technologies to do their work. The National Agricultural Statistics Service has released the findings of its 2021 Agriculture Technology Use Survey. Those in the Southeast have recently been among the most active adopters. The changes have come fast and to a broad number of ag professionals.
Nationally, 82% of farms have access to the internet. That was an increase of 7% over 2 years ago. In fact, no states had a decrease in internet access. We did see large gains in several states, in Tennessee, Illinois, West Virginia, Alabama. Those were our biggest increases. We found 29% of farms using the internet to purchase agricultural inputs. And we saw that was an increase from 2019 of 5%.
Adam Peters with NASS says the technology use survey has been conducted every other year since 1997. Additionally, 21% of all farms are now using the internet to market their products or operations. That was a 2% jump from 2019. And for the first time, the survey measured farmers' use of precision agricultural tools in their operations.
Highest responses, North and South Dakota, in excess of 50%. On average, though, in the United States, we did see about a quarter of all farms using precision agriculture in some form.
Half of all connected farms used broadband, and 70% had access through a cellular data plan in 2021.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
I'm Maura Bennett with the Southeast Ag Report on the Ag Information Network.
Now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SR News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Wall Street rallied to more record highs today after the head of the Federal Reserve said it's still far from pulling interest rates off the record low that has helped the market soar, even if it does begin dialing back its support for the economy later this year. The S&P 500 rose 0.9%, beating the high it set on Wednesday. In a highly anticipated speech, the Fed's chair stressed that the move toward eventually raising the rates will be a gradual one. The Dow was up 242 points today to finish at 35,455. The Nasdaq gained 183 to 15,129. The S&P 500 ahead 39 points to 4,509. New York oil rose $1.32, closing at $68.74 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra. A's even out their series with the Yankees with a 3-1 win Sunday night. Brewers beat the Twins 6-2 to stop a three-game slide. White Sox had five home runs in a 13-1 pounding of the Cubs. Blue Jays topped the Tigers 2-1. The Rays beat the Royals 12-8. Joey Wendell drove in six runs with a pair of homers, including a grand salami. And speaking of grand slams, Adolis Garcia hit the first grand slam by a Texas Ranger batter in almost 2 years as Texas beats the Astros 13-2. Indians 7-5 over the Red Sox. Mariners beat the Royals 4-3. Cincinnati falls to the Marlins 2-1. Pirates beat the Cards 4-3. Phillies 7-4 over the Diamondbacks. Braves shut out the Giants 9-0. Mets down the Nationals 9-4. Rockies shut out the Dodgers 5-0. SRN Sports. In the NFL's final preseason games on Sunday, Trevor Lawrence threw for a pair of touchdowns in the preseason finale after Jacksonville's rookie number one overall pick was named the starter. Jags down the Cowboys 34-14. Cooper Rush still appears to have the edge over Garrett Gilbert in the battle to be the backup behind quarterback Dak Prescott. Dolphins beat the Bengals 29-26, 9 months after tearing both the ACL and MCL in his left knee. Quarterback Joe Burrow took the field in his first snaps for Cincinnati. 49ers beat the Raiders 34-10. It was the Patriots 22-20 over the Giants. And the Browns beat the Falcons 19-10. Baker Mayfield led a pair of impressive drives in his lone appearance of the preseason. Matt Ryan sat out his third straight game for the Falcons. Instead, rookie Felipe Franks played the first half. Newcomer Josh Rosen took over in the final two quarters. This is SRN Sports.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the exceptional service and hospitality you will always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula. And you can stop in and see them at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula, or visit them online at fnbwauchula.com. Your quote for the day: I have a stepladder primarily because I never knew my real ladder. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day and stay safe, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.